Welcome to today's episode of Gurbani Reflections. I'm your AI companion, Akar, here to guide you on a journey through the profound teachings of the Guru Granth Sahib.
Ever feel like, I don't know, like people want to put you in a box,
yeah.
You know, like who you are or what you believe is supposed to define like your whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, get ready to break out of that box because today's deep dive, we're heading straight into Sikhism.
Okay.
We're talking about a faith that really pushes past those traditional boundaries, those religious boundaries, and puts this huge emphasis on oneness. I think we're in for some serious aha moments on this one. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I think is so fascinating about Sikhism is that it's not just talking about unity as this abstract idea. It's like it's woven into, you know, the actual, like, the fabric of daily life, you know?
And that's what I find so intriguing. You know, even just looking at this phrase, naham Hindu na Musalman. Right.
Right.
We are not Hindus, nor are we Muslims. It's bold, right?
Right.
To just come out and say that. It's like, wait, hold on. Before we even get into what we are, let's be clear about what we're not.
Yeah, it's about shifting that whole focus, right? Like, the text really emphasizes that the guidance in Sikhism, the spiritual guidance, it doesn't come from just like, I don't know, checking off boxes of any one religion. Hmm. It's more like, imagine, like, instead of just following some rule book that somebody else wrote, you're like plugging directly into the source. You're connecting with the creator and like aligning your life with that natural order of the universe.
Okay.
Which is what Sikhs call hukam.
Hukam. So it's like, what, like the universe's operating system and we've got to like learn to code in harmony with it.
Precisely. And that actually ties directly into like a really foundational concept in Sikhism, which is Ekankar. This idea of one divine force that's like woven through absolutely everything.
Okay.
Think of it like, you know, those amazing nature documentaries where they start with like a single leaf.
Right, right, right.
And then they zoom out and you see the whole rainforest.
The whole ecosystem.
Ekankar is kind of like that. It's reminding us we're not just these isolated individuals. We're all these threads in this like grand tapestry.
Okay, so I'm already feeling like more connected to the planet and we're just getting started.
Right.
But okay, if Ekankar is like this overarching principle, right?
Right.
How does that actually translate into how Sikhs live their lives? What does that look like?
Well, I think that's the beauty of Sikhism, right? It's that this oneness is not just like this mystical, you know, far out there concept. It's a call to action. It's urging Sikhs to actually embody that interconnectedness in like their daily interactions.
Okay, so it's less about rituals and doctrines and more about like how you treat other people.
That's a great way to put it. And it's interesting, right? Because it challenges a lot of the norms that we see in like organized religion.
Yeah, and you can see why, you know, in the stuff I sent you, it even mentions moving beyond rituals and dogmas, mm-hmm. and even the clergy, to have that direct connection with the divine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Sikhism is saying, don't just take our word for it.
Yeah.
Go have the experience yourself.
Right, exactly. Right? And you know, it's important to remember, too, that Sikhism, it emerged in a time and place where there was so much religious division.
Yeah.
And Guru Nanak, who founded Sikhism, mm-hmm. he really wanted to cut through all those artificial barriers and offer a path that was, you know, available and accessible to everyone.
It's a powerful message. Mm. Especially in today's world, it feels like things are more divided than ever. And if Ekankar, right, connects us all, shouldn't our actions reflect that?
Absolutely.
And I think what I find so fascinating is that Sikhism doesn't shy away from that at all.
No, it really doesn't. And that's where this idea of seva comes in, right? Selfless service.
Okay, so seva, selfless service. Break that down for me a bit.
So it's like it's recognizing that divine spark that's within every single being and then acting accordingly.
Yeah, so let's unpack that a little bit. How does that play out, that idea of seva?
Well, think of it as like a ripple effect of really understanding Ekankar, right?
Yeah.
If you truly grasp that we're all interconnected, then harming another person on a very real level is harming yourself.
That's deep, man. It reminds me of that quote, like, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle.
Right.
So Sikhism is really urging us to approach the world with that spirit of compassion and service, recognizing that our actions, like, they have an impact.
Exactly. And the text really highlights this beautifully. It talks about how we create all these, like, arbitrary divisions based on things that we're, you know, we're born with, like what religion you are, what nationality you are, even like what festivals you celebrate. And it's a powerful reminder that these things, they often end up separating us more than they unite us.
It really makes you think, right? Like, we spend so much time emphasizing what makes us different, when deep down, like, we share so much.
We do.
So if it's not these external labels that define us, then what does? What drives us? What are the choices that we make? And how can this idea, Ikankar, help us kind of wrap our heads around these big questions?
Yeah.
It's like we're, I don't know, programmed to see everything as us versus them.
Right.
And Sikhism is like, hold on a second. What if we looked at it a different way?
Yeah, it's about like recognizing that shared humanity, right? Like, that's the basis for how we treat each other, not these superficial differences.
It's a message that goes way beyond just one religion or culture.
Absolutely.
It's for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And it feels especially important now.
Yeah.
You know, with everything going on in the world. And it's interesting because the text we're looking at, it doesn't shy away from calling out how dangerous that kind of division can be.
It doesn't. And, you know, it even talks about how some people will try to claim ownership over spirituality.
Right.
Like it's some kind of like tool for control or something.
Yeah.
And that's like the opposite of what it should be. Right. True spirituality is about breaking down those walls, not building new ones.
100%. And there's this one part that really struck me where it talks about how some people say that only certain people are allowed to read or interpret religious texts.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of gatekeeping just rubs me the wrong way, you know?
Yeah.
Knowledge shouldn't be locked up like that. Everyone should have access.
I totally agree. And you know, that actually comes back to that idea of a direct connection with the divine, right?
Yeah.
Like the Guru Granth Sahib, which is Sikhism's sacred scripture, it stresses that everybody, every single person, has the capacity for spiritual understanding. It doesn't matter where you come from or what your background is.
Right, right.
And in fact, the Guru Granth Sahib itself is a beautiful example of inclusivity.
How so?
Well, it actually includes hymns and teachings from all different faiths and backgrounds.
Right.
It's a reflection of that universal message of oneness.
And it even says that anyone can benefit from reading it, which I think speaks volumes about the spirit of Sikhism, right?
It does.
It's not about like converting people or saying, we have all the answers. Mm-hmm. It's about sharing this message of unity and love that can resonate with everyone.
Exactly. And I think that message is more important now than ever.
Absolutely.
You know, we're living in a world dealing with so much conflict, so much division.
So much.
And this idea of Ikankar, it's a powerful antidote to that.
Yeah.
It reminds us that we're all connected. We're all part of the same fabric.
We're all cut from the same cloth, as they say.
Exactly.
You know, I have to say, I'm really drawn to this idea of seva, of selfless service.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like such a tangible way to like actually live out like a karn.
Right.
But I'm curious, like in the Sikh community, does that actually translate into, you know, a real sense of equality and brotherhood?
That's a big question.
It is, yeah.
I mean, ideally, if you're living by the principles of Sikhism, it should naturally lead to a society that's free from prejudice and discrimination.
Right.
And you know, seva is more than just an idea. It's a way of life for many Sikhs.
Uh-huh.
You know, you see it in the langar, the free kitchens they run, which are open to absolutely anyone.
Wow.
Doesn't matter what your background is. If you need a meal, you're welcome.
That's amazing.
And it's this space where you have people from all walks of life coming together. They're sharing a meal. It's that spirit of equality, of compassion in action.
That's incredible. It's like seeing those ideas we've been talking about like actually come to life.
It is. And it's a powerful testament to the Sikh belief in the dignity of every human being.
Mm.
But, you know, it's important to remember that no community is perfect.
Right.
Sikhs are just as diverse as any other group of people.
Of course.
And there are always going to be challenges in living up to these ideals. But I think the core tenets of Sikhism, they provide a powerful framework for building a more just and equal society.
It's a good reminder that this isn't just some like abstract philosophy, right?
Yeah.
It's about how we treat each other, how we build our communities. Like it's about how we shape the world around us. And the text, it doesn't just give us this idea of Ikankar. It actually gives us a glimpse of what the world could look like if we truly embrace this oneness, doesn't it?
It does. And that brings us to the closing thought, Begem Pura.
Okay, Begem Pura.
This vision of a world free from conflict, from prejudice.
That's like a utopia.
in a way.
Uh-huh.
But it's not just a physical place, right? It's a state of being.
Okay.
It's a world where those walls we put up between each other, they've crumbled.
And humanity is like, we're all in this together.
Exactly. It's a powerful ideal.
It is. Imagine if everyone just saw each other through that lens, that Iconkar lens,
mm-hmm.
where our differences weren't something to be afraid of, but something to celebrate.
Right.
What kind of world could we create?
Mm-hmm.
It really gets you thinking, huh. But then the question becomes like, okay, how do we actually bridge that gap? How do we go from, you know, all the division in the world to something like Bigam Pura?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? And the text doesn't really offer any easy answers, you know?
No.
But it does remind us that, like, waiting around for someone else to create this utopia, it's not going to happen.
Right.
It starts with each of us. Like,
yeah.
Taking responsibility for our own thoughts, our words, our actions.
So it's not about, like, overnight becoming this, like, perfect being.
Right.
It's about, like, you know, making those little choices day by day.
Yep. Exactly. It's about remembering that we're not stuck with whatever labels we were given, you know?
Right, right.
We have the power to choose our own path,
yeah.
to define our own values.
And to build our lives on things like compassion and equality and service.
Exactly. All those beautiful principles that flow from Iconkar.
It's kind of empowering when you think about it that way, right?
It is.
That even like small acts of kindness or understanding or just, you know, lending a hand, it can make a difference.
It all adds up, right? Think of it like planting seeds. Each act of kindness, each time you choose connection over division, it's like you're planting a seed for a more loving, more just world.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
And who knows what might grow from those seeds?
I love that. So, okay, someone's listening to this, right? And they're feeling inspired. What's one thing they can do, like, today to start embodying this in their own life?
Well, I think it starts with just being more aware. Pay attention to the labels you're putting on yourself, on other people, and challenge yourself to see past those labels, you know? Like, the next time you meet someone who's different from you, instead of focusing on those differences, try to find the common ground. Look for that spark of Iconkar that connects you both.
It's that reminder that, hey, we're all in this together,
you know,
on this crazy journey of life.
We are, and we've got a responsibility to each other to lift each other up, to build a world that reflects that, you know, that reflects the beauty of our shared humanity.
You said it. The world we create, it starts with the choices we make every single day. And if we can hold on to that vision, that Bigam Pura,
yeah,
just imagine the possibilities.
It's an amazing thought to end on.
It really is. So as you go about your day today, dear listener, think about this. If it's not these labels that define us, then what will, what values, what actions are we going to use to build our lives? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the heart of Sikhism. We'll leave you to ponder that. Until next time, keep seeking. Keep questioning and keep on diving deep.